Yeah, Catherine, this is, as you know, it's been ongoing for a long time now, and it's been raised at numerous meetings. Basically, businesses down there are saying that people can't access their business because people are parking there all day long. I know one business that has actually moved away because she said her clients couldn't park near her premises, and then in the wintertime, if it was dark, if they were leaving the premises, they were afraid about where they had to park and where they had to walk to and so on. So I think it's a real problem, and we've raised it several times, as you've said, but nothing has been done there. And I'm formally asking now that we introduce pay and display down there. I think at the last meeting, it was indicated that we hadn't formally made that proposal, so I'm making that proposal now and looking to get that agreed on Tuesday, and hopefully then the council can act on it.
Because it is such a small lane, if cars are parked there as well all day, it does somewhat block the flow of traffic there as well.
Yeah, that's right, Catherine. But if you go down there and look on almost any given day, it's almost continuously blocked up, and that's a real problem for people that are trying to make a living there. So it's something that has to be tackled. So I think that the pay and display would at least be an effort to tackle the problem and to give those people that are working down there, to give them a fighting chance of their businesses surviving.